Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Romans. We're getting ready to finish it up pretty soon. We're in chapter 15 with verses 18 through 21. For I will not dare to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to lead the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum, I have finished preaching the gospel of Christ. Thus I aspire to proclaim the gospel not where Christ has already been named, so that I do not build on another's foundation, but as it is written, those who have never been told of him shall see, and those who have never heard of him shall understand. Practice, pray, proclaim with me now, as we begin all things in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Strengthen your prayer with your belief in his power to overcome any and all things, giving you discipline to be obedient to his word, where the natural love of deeds, good, follow you wherever you go. Believe this, that Jesus has now become a part of you naturally, succumbing to the order of God's divine plan for you, because you'll begin to understand that Jesus has a personal relationship with you, guiding decisions by placing him first in all things, saying I'm sorry often, leading to a life of piety one has no reason to control, for the Lord has become your Savior, and your prayers have been answered in preaching his gospel with actions over words, silencing critics by the humility you release in showing comfort in their rage, dealt Christ's peace. As it is written, those who have never been told of him shall see, and those who have never heard of him shall understand by the actions of Jesus in your soul. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord, please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we said that we'd pray for. We call out our children's names each podcast, especially Alexandra and Alan, Jeffrey, Gabriel, and Julian. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for the dying each day as we ask the Lord to give them peace as they take their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who have no breath to speak of as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 15. It's verses 18 through 21. Two stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, My Triumphs in Christ Are My Only Words. My triumphs in Christ are my only words. Deed and word, obedience, Gentiles I lead. Wonders and signs of power, humanity be served. God's Holy Spirit, power you have now seen. Illyricum to Jerusalem, Christ's gospel preached. Gospel proclaim where Jesus hasn't been heard. Foundation others build not on, ears already reached. Written it is, understand and see, shall all never seen his word. Amen. I'm Tom Schulz-Wiggins. It's January 23rd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 7:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging with us, we know we do a close-up each day, and at 6:03 is our goal. And we close today in the name of Jesus as we call out to our friends John and Marie to hope you guys are doing well. And in the peace of Christ, get out and see your preachers today. Bring the word of God directly to your home. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we close. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.